You've got to look a long way down the leaderboard, unfortunately, to find an Australian at the US PGA Golf. But Warwick Hadfield's got the magnifying glass out. How far do we have to go?
Well, tied for 12th, Jason Day and Matt Jones.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but in good company, because Rory McIlroy's there as well. But it's Lee Westwood and Kevin Chappell, an Englishman and an American, 6 under par on this fabled Valhalla course, which has, of course, hosted the US PGA twice before. So what it means, and the other score, we always have to give this score. 3 days ago, this bloke couldn't bend over to tie up his shoelaces. Yesterday, the day before, Tiger Woods had a practice round to make sure his back could stand up to the rigours of championship golf. Well, yes, it passed the fitness test, but he's 3 over par. So, it looks like the big names are going to, well, unless Adam Scott does something, he's level with par or Rory McIlroy in a good position, but it looks like at this stage Lee Westwood and Kevin Chappell, Jim Furyk and Eduardo Molinari are the best place golfers at this stage of the, at the end of the first day of the US PGA, James.
Tiger and the Aussie will both shoot a 61 tomorrow.
I'm back, says Tiger.
More late night shenanigans at Carlton, leading to a broken eye socket.
There was a lot of AFL news around yesterday, match review panel going to be reviewed and so on, but this late-breaking story was the breaking eye of Mitch Robinson. Now, he and Jeff Garlett were out, the Carlton players, they'd been out on the source, or been out anyway, and at 5 a.m. they were innocent victims, we're told, and Carlton are assuring us of this, in a brawl. Garlett had already been suspended by the club and fined. He's not going to play this weekend, and then late as yesterday it emerged that Mitch Robinson was also out. He's currently suspended. He wasn't therefore not required to be, wouldn't be playing this weekend anyway, but now he's got this broken eye socket, and you'd have to think that his season's over. Now, coach Mick Malthouse has been working so hard to change the culture at Carlton, and he'd already said to Jeff Garlett, no good can come from being out at 5 a.m. But I'd beg to differ there. I know a lot of wonderful people working at 5 a.m. to create wonderful breakfast shows, James.
Ah, yes. And no broken eye sockets.
No broken eye sockets needed to produce this little gem called Radio National Breakfast.
There's still 2.5 hours left in the program. India bowled out at Old Trafford.
Yeah, look, India bowled out for 152, and that's a significant thing of itself, a record number of ducks, 6. But I think it also shows something else. Now, India's been throwing its weight around off the cricket field for some time now. We've got grovelling Australian and English cricket officials, I think. And recently they tried to get James Anderson, the best English fast bowler, banned on some sort of faux charge of an aggressive incident on the way to the dressing rooms. The ICC at last stood up to India, and I think the English cricketers wanted to make their statement yesterday. Stuart Broad took 6 wickets. James Anderson took 3, including the wicket of Jajada, the man who charged him with that alleged assault. So I think a little bit of schadenfreude was being shared among the English cricketers yesterday.
Yeah, they always like German words. Warwick Hadfield, thank you very much. It's the Royals family.